In terms of, let's talk about the range, first of all. This missile apparently was one of those pop fly missile tests where if they had just changed the trajectory slightly, it could have gone a lot longer and apparently had enough fuel to go a longer distance. Is that your understanding?
Well, that's possible, but you also have got to consider the payload. And if there's any kind of ordnance or a nuclear tip on it, let's say, it would weigh different. It'd have a completely different trajectory. There would be a lot more things to consider. So it's more or less a science experiment. It does show capability, but they still have got a ways to go. I still don't believe that without satellites and other ways to communicate with this missile on a reentry trajectory that they could successfully land a missile on this side of the continent.
Really? I mean, are you saying it would not even reach this this far, or it would not be accurately targeted, but would fall somewhere?
It could possibly reach. It might blow up upon reentry. I don't see how it's accurately targeted. I mean, the only way to ensure, if you're going to fire one of those missiles at the United States, of which you're going to be assured of a non-proportional response, the response back will be incredible.
Right.
You better make sure you hit your target. I just don't think they know it. They can't do that accurately based on payload, based on guidance, and based on whether or not they could reenter the atmosphere without having it blow up.
Okay, so in terms of what was our responses? I heard we fired off some missiles and did a flyover. What exactly did we do?
We flew some B-1s close to him, and we have this THAAD missile system, which, again, we've talked about. I'm not necessarily reliant on that. But these show of force things are just saber-rattling. And, you know, again, I saw someone write on my Twitter feed that we're getting to the point now where when we talk about this in the future, we're going to say that the situation was when, you know, the arrows became bigger from a military perspective when we tried to use more deterrence, but nothing actually happened. And I think that's where we're at right now. He's not going to be coward. He's not going to be afraid by flying B-1s close to the border.
And he's not crazy enough. You can assure us he's not crazy enough to just launch this and cross his fingers it'll work. He would only launch it if it actually could be targeted at a city and explode in the most effective way.
Yeah, I would think so. But let's talk about another audience who this is for. This is for other third world countries and second world countries that are looking at missile technology. He's looking to possibly sell this to other actors. This is not necessarily threatening the United States from his perspective. He's going to use this as commerce, and then as he develops the nuclear weapon, kind of do the same thing. You got to look at Pakistan, other countries that might want to try to buy this technology from him. That's really what I think this is all about. Anybody that has a Scud missile, for example, that's purchased them from the Chinese or the Russians going back 30 or 40 years, any of those countries that have done that would possibly want to use this technology.
Well, that's not terribly reassuring. So this is a marketing ploy, but then I thought we had some control over that. We don't have the control over the transport of nuclear materials across borders?
No, we possibly do. There's still it's difficult to create, to have a nuclear weapon, to have it to be nuclear capable, so to speak. Sure, we have some control over that. But we don't have control over everything. We throw the sanctions word around like it's going to solve and stop every problem. That hasn't happened. It didn't stop the Iranians. It's not going to stop the North Koreans. If the Chinese are not on board with it, they're going to continue to do what they want to do. So, you know, again, we can't just keep saying, you know, every option's on the table. We've got to start doing things. Now, to me, the tripwire is when we start evacuating U.S. civilians from South Korea, then that means, I think, a military solution is evident.
At that point, that means we'd be preparing to what? Blow something up on the pad? What would we do?
Yeah, I think that would then be more of a signal that we're willing to do some preemptive strike inside.
Okay, but the reason we'd evacuate them is because we're expecting an artillery response against South Korea, right?
Well, not necessarily. We'd evacuate them because we're going to do that ourselves, knowing that the retaliation could possibly hurt those Americans. I think anything, if we didn't do that, if we did a proactive strike inside of North Korea without evacuating U.S. citizens there without warning them, I think the United States would be in very bad position. It's not the moral high ground to do. You don't leave your citizens,
right? I know.
Citizens,
I get that.
That far forward.
What I'm saying is that means we are preparing for the possibility that North Korea would strike back. But if they did strike back, then we're sending the army back in, right, to retaliate.
Well,
or are we just firing off a nuke at them at that point then?
Oh, no, we wouldn't nuke. I don't think that we wouldn't escalate to that point. No, it would stay conventional, but and the army would never, the army wouldn't leave. The army is going to stay there. It's the U.S.
civilians
that are there. I mean, companies that are working, it'd be a warning. The State Department would come out, warn U.S. citizens, time to leave South Korea. Now, if you're in the military there, you're staying there. In fact, we could possibly reinforce. Again, numbers I've seen from high-ranking people in the military say 200,000 to 300,000 troops inside of South Korea should something happen on the peninsula.
And would a lot of those come from our base here, Joint Base Lewis-McChord?
Absolutely. Yeah. They would be, I'd say, at the tip of the spear. The light forces would be first to go because of their capability to deploy and get over there as fast as possible.